Come January, Wisconsin will be one of at least 20 states that will have a do not call list. Consumer officials are still holding hearings to work out specifics for a law passed in last fall's budget. Those selling insurance, prepaid funeral packages, or financial planning say they provide needed services and have to set up appointments by phone. Disagreeing with that argument was Jason Kay, a local representative of the American Association of Retired Persons.
In regard to the argument that's made that, boy, people really have to be subject to telemarketing because otherwise they won't get information that they need and want. Well, if they need and want the information, there are many ways to get it. You go to the internet, you go to the Yellow Pages.
Kay urged officials not to put in any more what he called loopholes. So far, political parties and nonprofits are exempt from the do not call rules. Sean Fisher, a partner with Retirement Resources, thinks it's unfair his industry is regulated.
The telephone approach is very efficient. There's no waste in the mail. Everyone gets home tonight, open your mailbox. How much of that stuff is pertinent? If someone doesn't want to answer the phone, then don't answer the phone or turn the phone off.
Other opponents to the Do Not Call list argued that it's overregulation of a modern way of doing business. William Kress operates 7 funeral homes in Dane County.
My business has existed since 1869. We do not stick around that long by offending people.
Consumers will be able to have their name put on for free. Telemarketers will pay a suggested minimum registration fee of $800 to maintain the state Do Not Call list. One telemarketer noted that's among the highest fee in the nation and predicted both profit and job losses. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.